Match number two for Jefferson County North is about to get underway here from Dodge City at the United Wireless Arena. Jared Slubby with you. Jefferson County North defeated Meade 25-10, 25-20 in their first match, and now they will take on a Hillsboro team that is the number one team in the state. They are 39-1, and they have won 32 consecutive matches as of right now. They've only lost six sets all season. Pretty unreal. The Trojans have four state titles in their school history. They're looking for the first since 2013, with ones in 2013, 2012, and 2011. And during that stretch, they went 124-10. They also had a state title in 1987 as well. This is a team that went undefeated 16-0 at home, and their lone loss was to the number three team in Class 4A, Circle. That was on a neutral court. And they are 8-1 on neutral courts this season. And once again, Jefferson County North, after their win, they have now won 10 games in a row, still looking for that first state title since 1986. And a win would secure them a spot in the semifinals. It's win and you're in for tomorrow for this match. As for the loser of this matchup, they still do have a chance to get in because St. Mary's Colgan just defeated Meade 24-26, 26-24, 25-20. It was a very exciting match, and St. Mary's Colgan, they were down big, and even though they were up big, in that first set, Meade rallied all the way back to win the first set, and then the reverse happened in the second set. And then the third set, St. Mary's Colgan controlled most of the way. It was back and forth towards the end, but the Panthers taking control, and they are, as of right now, they are 1-1. That's where we're at. Let's take a look at our pool play standings now. So after the loss for Meade, they are 0-2, so they have to defeat Hillsboro in order to stay in. Jefferson County North, Hillsboro are both 1-0. St. Mary's Colgan is 1-1, and Meade is 0-2. As mentioned, if the loser, the loser of this game can still get in. If it's Jefferson County North, they would have to then, of course, defeat St. Mary's Colgan, and then hope that Meade defeats Jefferson County, that wouldn't have to be the case, but they would have to have a tiebreaker, which the tiebreaker here is, of course, number one being overall record for the tournament, and the second tiebreaker is the amount of sets won. So, the loser of this hoping that they can at least pull off one set in this matchup. But both teams going for the win. We'll go ahead and step aside. We'll have another interview with head coach David Schuler of Jefferson County North talking about what he expects from this matchup. Step aside for a quick break. You're listening to Class 2A State Volleyball here on KR 93.7.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, at 785-863-2000. 2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Jefferson County Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Oh, well, Coach, first congrats on the win. Your overall thoughts on the contest?
We came out with blocking on our mind, and we took care of the net, and that was a big momentum boost for us, getting in front of those hitters.
And kind of get off to a slow start in the first set. How were you guys able to rally and get off a bunch of points in a row?
I think at first it was a little timid defensively. And then we started getting in a groove, and the blocking just took over.
And then kind of the same thing in the second set, and then you called a timeout. What were you telling them in the huddle?
Well, we lost focus. I made a couple substitutions, and the girls on the floor decided to relax, and you just can't relax this time of the year. You got to keep going. But we regained it after that timeout and finished that set off.
And you guys just saw Hillsborough play. What were your thoughts on how they played in that first match?
Hillsborough's really good. Number 9 and number 16, we must control them. If we can control them at the net, we should be very competitive with them.
Well, is your guys' game plan going to change any from the first to the second game, considering the opponent?
Yeah, it'll change. There's different things that Hillsborough will do that Meade did not, just like any team. But I think we have a game plan for Hillsborough, and if we play to that game plan, I think we'll be fine.
And what are you guys trying to do to set the tone early in this first set?
Control the net. I mean, with those two great hitters that Hillsborough has, we must control the net. Our back row can't relax and rely on the block. Those two hitters are smart. They're going to hit around the block when they have to, and back row needs to be ready. But yeah, we got to control the net. That's number one.
You guys had some good serves throughout the entire match. How important is it to get those just barely over the net, get them in the good spots?
Well, we definitely have a game plan on that too, where to serve to. But yeah, you just can't get points on the serve. You just got to get your serves in. You give 2, 3, 4 points away just on missed serves. It's hard to win at this level.
Coach, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small, specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the fall blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the blizzard of the month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big truck. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hi.
All right, getting this second match underway between Hillsborough and Jefferson County North. The Chargers and the Trojans both 1-0 in pool play so far. Heard Coach Shuler talking about those big hitters for the Trojans, talking about Savannah Shahan, and he is a 5'11 junior, and also Zaylee Wirth, the 6-foot junior. So a pair of juniors leading the way in kills this season. Wirth has 448 kills this year out of 1,020 attempts. That's a .346 hitting percentage. As for Shahan, she's also having an impressive .254 hitting percentage as well. So they are really doing very well with those two up front. Again, 39 are the Trojans. This is a team that hopes to not get their second loss of the season just yet. Mentioned that they are also 8-1 in neutral play. Their only loss is against a 4A team that's one of the best in 4A circle. So this is a team that has played some good competition. They're battle-tested, and they have been taking care of business this season, looking for their first seed title since 2013 when they three-peated in 11, 12, and 13. Again, 124 in 10 during that stretch. We're going to take one more quick 60-second break, and we'll come back here with State Volleyball here on CARE 93.7.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls. Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hot case and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside. Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Looking at how we got here so far at the Class 2A State Volleyball Tournament here in Dodge City from United Wireless Arena. First match of the day was a Jefferson County North win over Meade, 25-10, 25-20. And following that was a Hillsborough victory over St. Mary's Colgan, 25-16, 25-9. And then a fun one right before this one between St. Mary's Colgan and Meade, in which the Panthers came away with a victory in three sets. The final score there was 24-26, 26-24, 25-20. And again, at our pool play standings, Jefferson County North, Hillsborough, both 1-0. St. Mary's Colgan is 1-1, and Meade is 0-2. So these two teams both can lose and still make it into the semifinal round tomorrow. They just have to have a tiebreaker go their way. And again, the tiebreaker, of course, being the overall record. But after an overall record, if they are still tied, then it's the amount of sets won. So if you lose, you got to at least hope you get one set out of the loss. And I'll give you a possibility with the tiebreaker. So both teams looking for a second win to secure a spot for certain into the semifinal round tomorrow. And again, semifinals will start at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, with the consolation matchup between the two losers of the semifinals 25 minutes after the semifinals. And then after that, 25 minutes after the consolation match will be the championship match. We'll have Jonathan West Volleyball here from Dodge City on our sister station at 3:30. KNZA 103.9 FM. You want to stay locked in on all of the action here from United Wireless Arena. All right, just about to get this one underway. It looks like we are set. The Chargers will serve it. And it will be Kennedy Hernandez serving. And away we go. Turn along the back line by the libero, setting this up for a chance for one of their best hitters, but not able to get it down. Here's another opportunity. Once again, it's Wirth, and she gets that one down for a kill. The 6-foot junior, Zaylee Wirth, going to be calling her name a lot. That is her 449th kill of the season. She has been spectacular, not just in the amounts, but also how efficient she is. Mentioned the 346 hit percentage. Return, not great, and it'll send a free ball over with Jobin sending it. I'll set this one up down the middle for Ratzlaff, and that one misses long. Excuse me, Ratzlaff, beg your pardon, the 5'10 freshman. So it's 1-1. Behind me, meanwhile, Smith Center and Garden Plain in the second set since our last match went long. Smith Center won the first set. Smith Center trying to go 2-0 and get to the semifinal round as well tomorrow. Return, it is out of bounds. That's going to be an eighth. Worth couldn't field it cleanly. And it's Jocelyn Siever, the 5'3 senior, with the eighth for Jefferson County North. It's 2-1. That one just barely over the net. Nice serve. And down the middle, that one is down for a kill along the far side. Just barely on the line for, once again, Zaylee Worth. Worth is on the far side of the court for this play. Ella Suderman up front, as well as Kirsten Kluber. Matching up against the Chargers is a set for the senior Audrey Bell, and she's blocked. It's down on the JCN side, and Hillsborough with their first lead since 1-0. Serve beautifully done. That's down for an ace in front of the Chargers. That was Seaver diving for that one. And it's 4-2. Apologies for some of these late numbers. And then right in the middle of the court, on the floor, it's a little bit difficult sometimes to see. Sent to the back line for the Trojans. Tip over is kept alive. Nice dig. And they're going to try to scramble to get this back around. It went on the other side of the pole, so it's not going to count for the Chargers. And it's a point for Hillsborough. Fantastic attempt diving to the near side, but couldn't quite get it down. So it's 5-2 Hillsborough. Set for Bell. That one through the blockers and down for a kill. Good to see the senior Audrey Bell going. She was a crucial factor in their win over Meade this morning. And that was all the way back at 8:30. 3.5 hours of a wait for JCN. A little bit of a sit, tip. And that's going to be a violation up against the net where the Chargers can't be having those mistakes against the best team statistically in the state. Number one, the KVA rankings, and the number one seed as well in this entire state tournament. Serve is dug along the far side by Seaver and sent over by Ruckdeschel. Setting this one up for a wide attempt from Savannah Shahan. It's out of bounds. It's now 7-3. Hillsborough, one thing to do really well is just aiming those corners. Head coach for Hillsborough, Sandy Arnold, telling her junior to make sure you finish and flip the wrist down when following through. She'll get a chance right here. Just trying to tip it to the other side, and that is down. Going from the near side to the far side, just straddling the net. Got it over and got it down. Well done. 6-4 Hillsborough. Set number one. Match number two for both of these two teams. Set on the way from Langley. It's blocked. Von Bell's attempt. They'll get another try here. She'll try to just dunk it down. And ready for it were the Trojans. Just slapping it over was Shahan. There's a set by Bell. And handing it over is Ruckdeschel. Ruckdeschel gets a ball that was hit too long by the Trojans on a set. And she dunks it down for an easy opportunity. And it's now 7-5. Good job by the Chargers to capitalize on a rare mistake from Hillsborough. Serve coming by Bell. Return not great. They can scatter a bit. They're just going to have to set it over. Opportunity now for JCN. Setting this up for Langley, and that is down for a kill. Fantastic job of capitalizing on the free ball. And again, you're not going to get very many of those. So when they do come, be sure to capitalize. It did this time. It's 7-6. Hillsborough still in front, and that is down for an eighth. Corey Bertles, the senior, lands it, and we are tied. Or excuse me, I beg your pardon, that was actually Audrey Bell, my mistake. We are tied 7-7. Bell, another serve coming. Now in return, not great, but is playable. Bad return that time. And through the hands of Langley, he got away from Earl on the far side, and Hillsborough gets points. It's a break for the Trojans. They didn't get a good return on that serve. They're able to scramble, get it over, and get the points. Set by Bell to the far side for Langley. That's blocked, but out of bounds. Point for JCN. Eight to eight. Set number one. Service from Emma Ruchtischel, the 5'9 junior. And blocks, but out of bounds. And a kill for Savannah Shahan. Shahan, Zaley Worth, both up front. Ratsliff in the game as well for Hillsborough. Return for JCN by Jobbins. Blocked the net, but kept alive by Hillsborough. Hit it over to the JCN back line. Set is over the net, but stepping across the line. No, they didn't call it. So JCN now has an opportunity, and they capitalize with Thompson getting the kill. And I'm now having to throw the ball back in play. Sometimes that's just how the cookie crumbles when you're on the floor. Ten to eight, Hillsborough leads Jefferson County North. Service coming from Shahan, and now a stoppage of play. Coach Schuler talking to an official. Not quite sure what he's unhappy about, but going to resume play now. The far side, fantastic dig, but it goes out of bounds. That's an ace. Bertles couldn't quite keep it alive. Good effort. But now it's 11-8 in favor of the Trojans. Three straight now for Hillsborough. The serve right in the middle, set by Bell. And Thompson is blocked down by Zaley Worth at the net. Just making four straight. And timeout is called by Coach Schuler. Good one used there. The JCN trails 12-8. We'll send it to a break for 30 seconds here on KR 93.7.
Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367. 7729.
It was tied 8-8, but now it's 12-8 in favor of Hillsborough after four straight points. JCN head coach David Schuler taking a break, trying to get his team right. Always a huge point out of the break. Excuse me. So now the Trojans will get a serve once again. It's a nice day for Savannah Shahan. We'll go ahead and serve it now. And back underway to the far side, dug out by Bertles, and set over by Thompson at the back line, and Worth trying to scramble to keep it alive. Trojans do, but it's free ball. Opportunity now for JCN. Thompson tries to tip it down. Trojans are ready. Hitting it over is Ratcliffe, set to the far side. Langley can't get it down. Nice job by the libero for the Trojans to get that. And now a duel with the net. It's won by the Trojans. It's tipped out of bounds by the Chargers. So the tip over from the Trojans went out of bounds, but the officials say that JCN got a hand on it, so they get five straight points. And a big one right out of the break. And that return goes too far, and the kill is made on the near side by Ratcliffe after the JCN mistake on the return. That's just so difficult when you have someone like Shahan who serves it so firm, hard to keep it up. Pop it up in the air, not have it go to the other side. Easy dunk down. Nice return. Good. But didn't get to the front, so they'll send a free ball over. chance for Wirtha to tip it down. Chargers are ready. Thompson hits it over with her forehand, and that one is out of bounds along the near side in the back corner. Thompson couldn't quite land it in the corner. It's now 7 straight points. It was 8-8, now it's 15-8, and Coach Schuler calls another timeout after 3 consecutive Hillsboro points out of their last timeout. We'll step aside for 30 more here on KARE 93.7.
For almost a decade, Gus, Kathy, Jake, and Beth Barnett have paved the way in Oskaloosa for funeral planning services at Barnett Family Funeral Home at Jefferson County Crematory. When times are most difficult and it's time to plan a beautiful service to remember your friend or loved one, trust the ones who make a difficult time a little bit easier. Barnett Family Funeral Home would love to talk with you to give you peace of mind for the future. Visit their website at barnettfamilyfh.com or stop by and visit them south side of Oskaloosa off Highway 59.
Win and you're in this match between Hillsboro and Jefferson County North. Both teams looking to get to the semifinal round tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The loser will have to try to win their third match and get in with 2 wins. Inman has already clinched their spots. And so is Smith Center, both 2 wins on the other side of the court. Thompson will just tip it over after the serve from Hillsboro. This one hit over by Wirth, and it's down for a kill. Wirth and Shahan both have been so good up front. So has Kingsley Ratcliffe as well. Ratcliffe, by the way, just a freshman. Serve clips the net, gets over, and GCM was all over it, fortunately for them. Ratcliffe tries to go down the near side, and GCN all over that one. They'll send a free ball over, though, and that one somehow is dove on by the Trojans. They get it back over. Tipped over to the Hillsboro side, and here comes a big windup, and Wirth is blocked back to the Trojan side. Here's Ratcliffe. She just tries to tip it over and tip it into that corner. The libero is there as well. It's Corey Arnold, the libero. Just trying to tip it over, and she can't for the Trojans. It's into the net. It was Wirth trying to get it over, and she just was barely to get anything on it. So a big point for JCN that ends a 8-0 run for the Trojans. Again, it was 8-8, now it's 16-9. Serving now will be Kennedy Hernandez. She served to start the game off. Arnold pins it to the corner, libero to libero to Jobbins. They'll send a free ball over. Arnold digs it, set to the near side for Wirth, just trying to tip it over. Met at the net by a couple of Chargers to get to the Hillsboro side. It's hit over by Thompson, and she'll get the kill. JCN winning the duel at the net. Now it's back-to-back points for JCN, trying to get back in this one. Another serve by Hernandez, turned by Arnold. Set is from Suderman, blocked at the net. Another try for Hillsboro. They'll just set it over with Wirth. Bell sets it to the far side. It gets too far, and it goes. No, they're going to say it was tipped by the Trojans. No, they're going to go ahead and reverse the call, actually. Thing that it wasn't tipped. Now the two officials are going to come converse about it. So originally the near side official said it was JCN points on a set by Bell that was supposed to be to her teammate but went over the net and to the far side. They're going to give it a point to Hillsboro, saying that it was not tipped, which I think is the right call. And Coach Schuler not happy, saying that Demaya Cox got a finger on it. Here's the set. And unable to get it down. This time was Evelyn Smith. Hillsboro gets it over to the JC inside. Another opportunity. Langley swings. It goes long. 18-10 Hillsboro, set number one. Behind me, Garden Plain. Let's take on Valley Heights. Valley Heights is going to have to hope they can win that one and get a tiebreaker because they are 0-2 in full play so far. Tipping it over to the Hillsboro side. Setting this up for Wirth. She's going to go ahead and just tap it over. BCN was ready for it. Bell just dinks it over to the Hillsboro side. Wirth just tips it over. That was a big swing here. Langley, she'll try to swing, and that one is down for a kill along the far side, from the far side. Fantastic job by Emma Langley, the 6'1 junior. And it's now 18-11. BCN a couple substitutions. Clara Johnson, Jocelyn Seaver checking in. Seaver with the serve. Turned by Arnold, the libero for Hillsborough. Swinging and a block, but it's out of bounds. Hillsborough points. Kingsley Ratcliffe gets that one. Again, she is just such an integral part of this roster, and she is just a freshman. And the official says that with Arnold, the server stepped on the line. So point will go to JCN. So a big break there. 19-12. Chargers still have a long ways to go against the number one team in the state. 32-game winning streak on the line for the Trojans in this one. And bad return by Keely Brewer, the 5'8 senior. Couldn't keep that one alive. Now JCN back within six. Claire Jobbins, the 5'7 senior libero, gets the serve for the Chargers. Big swing by Worth. That one dug out in the corner. It's done by Ruckdeschel, and she'll go and tip it over. Setting up Worth again. That one is down for a kill in front of the diving Claire Jobbins. Worth has been stymied up front so far for the most part, but it's been still a very successful set for Class 2A's best team. To the back line, the serve goes. Ruckdeschel blocked the net. Kept alive, though, by the Chargers. They'll set it over. Free ball. Worth touches it up. Suderman, and now a big swing for... That was Shahan. Chargers are going to send a free ball over. Good job by Trojans to back him up. Took another try. Shahan, the far side, down for a kill. On a little dink from the middle to the far side, just pinning it in the corner. Now 21-13. Serve goes to the back line. Jobbins with the return, setting this up for Bell. He's been swinging, and it's a kill. Audrey Bell needing to get her going. That is her third kill of this first set. She's been the setter mainly for this first set. Doing a good job. Langley got a fantastic job. Her right hand. Getting some good swings. Need to get some more opportunities, though. Been sending a lot of free balls over. Suderman to set this one up. And Shahan tips it over. He's punching it over. And on the return by Ruckdeschel, she punches it out of bounds. Good job by Shahan putting that in a good spot. 22-14 Hillsborough leading Jefferson County North. Again, we're in set number one. Winner advancing to the semifinals. Loser will have to claw their way to get there. And here's a big swing and a kill. Thompson, beg your pardon, Langley, getting the kill. Thompson's been on the bench for quite a bit here in this first set, trying to keep her fresh. JCN likes to rotate through a lot of players. Serve coming from Audrey Bell. That one is long, and a good one is that's going to go out of bounds. And to me again. Second one I've had to retrieve. 22-16. After a nice serve by Bell, she tried to do it again. I mean, that would have been right on the line in that last serve if it was let go. Suderman sets this one up. Shahan tries to punch it over, just rides the net and lands back on the Trojan side. So it's now a 5-point set, 22-17. Chargers trying to make a late charge, if you will. Serve by Bell. Clips the net, gets over to the Hillsborough side. Big swing, that was blocked by the net. She touches it up, and it is now 22-18. These have been some great serves by the senior, Audrey Bell. Try to do it again. Here it comes, another good one. Return is clean, though. From beyond the attack line, Worth sends it to the back line of the Chargers. Big swing by Langley is down for a kill. Emily Langley. Stepping up to the plate here in the latter portions of this first set. It's now a 3-point set. Timeout called by Coach Arnold. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Class 2A State Volleyball here on KR 93.7.
This is Jonathan Schmidt with Outdoor Concepts and Design. And after 6 years, we look forward to another year of providing our high-quality services. In the last year, we've upgraded our equipment line to better provide our excavation services. Whether it be regrading a property, trenching in drainage, or utility lines, building a new driveway, or just general property maintenance. We look forward to your phone call. You can reach us at 913-674-0300 for a free quote to get your dirt done right.
Hillsborough still leading, but Jefferson County North gets the momentum. They'll get the serve as well. Audrey Bell has been doing a fantastic job getting serves, putting Hillsborough in tough positions to start things out right out of the chute. She looks to keep that up after the Sandy Arnold timeout. And here we go. To the back line. That one is long. A little too aggressive that time. Now just needing two more points to win the set. Immediately after this one, Jefferson County North will take on St. Mary's Colgan, who is 1-1 in full play. Here's a set for Langley. Big swipe. That one through the fingertips of Zaylee Worth. Spin down for a kill. Make it 23-20. Serve coming from Emma Ruckneshell. Serve goes to the back line, returned by Arnold. Not very well, though. They're having to scramble. They barely squeak it over the net. They see now an opportunity. Swipe by Thompson. It's down for a kill. Macy Thompson, the 6-foot senior, stepping up when she's needed the most. Hasn't been doing much this set, but a big point there. 23-21. Returned by Arnold. Set is up by Suderman backwards. Fort Worth touches it over, and that's down. Unable to keep it alive was Clara Johnson, and beg your pardon, that was actually Shahan. Shahan, number 9. And their other attacker, Zaylee Worth, number 16. Kingsley Ratcliffe as well, the freshman. The far side, that's through the fingertips of Thompson, and that'll be an ace, and that will end the first set. So it was a good late rally, but in the end, it falls short. 25-21. Hillsborough gets set number 1. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. We'll come back with set number 2. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KR 93.7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center offers a walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In the hours the clinic is not open, they provide urgent care services because being sick doesn't always happen during the day. See them at 408 Delaware Street in Winchester. FW Houston Medical Center wishes good luck to its very own plant operations manager, Coach David Schuler, and his team at State.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Set number 2 coming up between Jefferson County and Hillsborough. The Trojans taking set number 1, 25-21. Update in the Class 1A D2 tournament. Hanover, currently they have been dominating. They win their first set of their second match 25-7, and they won their first match 25-10, 25-7. So they are cruising as of right now in pool play. Again, that is your Class 1A D2 state tournament that's going on in Emporia. Also a reminder that we have Yamaha Central at the Class 3A state tournament in Hutchinson. That's on our sister station KMZA. 92.1 FM. Also a reminder that later this evening, Atchison Fort Scott football tonight. 7 o'clock right here on CARE. Atchison trying to stay unbeaten. Hosting a team from southeastern Kansas. All right, here we go. Set number two. And away we go. And it's down for an ace right out of the chute for Corey Arnold, the 5'4" senior libero. Big start for the Trojans. Again, winner of this one starts off full play 2-0. There's a set to Thompson. She's blocked, but it's hit over to the side of Hillsboro. Set for Worth. She sets it over. JCN all over it. Opportunity now for Langley. It's blocked to the back line. Arnold keeps it alive, and they'll scramble to send a free ball over. JCN. Back line. Libero Jobbins has it, sending it up for a tip down for Thompson. Fantastic dig by Sheehan to keep it alive. And chance here. Now set it over. Worth hits it. Set to the far side now for JCN. Partially clipped, but Hillsborough keeps alive. What a rally here. Worth blocked and down. Further block, it's Thompson. And we are tied 1-1. Big points right out of the gate. After an ace to start, nice back and forth rally between two of some of the best teams in all of Class 2A. First service of the set for JCN is a good one. Setting one up for Worth, and that one's down for a kill. Zaylee Worth, the 6-foot junior, had a big first set. Gets a big one there to make it 2-1. Jefferson County North, ranked number 9 in the KVA rankings. Fifth seed here in our tournament. Hillsboro is the number 1 ranking and the number 1 seed. Set is over immediately after the return. It is through a couple blockers of JCN. Chargers now have it. Langley hits the back line, but that's too strong. And an error gives Hillsboro now a 3-1 lead. Serve coming from Kinsley Ratcliffe, the freshman who has played a big role this season. And Langley, that was actually Evelyn Smith, gets through a couple defenders and blocks, but out of bounds. Worth hit into a couple of Chargers, but as mentioned, it fell onto the blue hardwood. That makes it 5-1. Got to be one of the best places to play volleyball in this entire state. What an atmosphere. Tip of the net goes to the Chargers side. And in the corner, Bell is going to land it in somehow. That was just right on the line. Audrey Bell getting her first point of the set. It's now 4-2. So Langley will come take a seat. And so will Hernandez. And to serve is Jocelyn Seaver. Bell and Thompson are up front. Jobbins in as well. So is Evelyn Smith. Here's a set for Worth. The net, it's hit over to JCN's side. A couple of Chargers colliding. They'll send a free ball over. Opportunity now for Hillsboro. Suderman sets it up for Worth down the middle to the back line. Good job returning it by Jobbins. Swipe is into the net by Audrey Bell. And a point for the Trojans. 5-2 Hillsboro lead. JCN found themselves down almost the entire first set, but rallied all the way back to make it close, but a couple of big points at the end for Hillsboro gave them the win. Blocked by the Chargers. Look at it back, Bill. Back to their side. Tipping it over is Bell. Arnold the libero gets it. Here's Sheehan just slapping it over and couldn't get there on the diving attempt. Was Jocelyn Seaver. Fantastic job with the touch by Savannah Sheehan. It's 6-2. Set to the far side. Bell tries to tip it down, but Hillsboro ready for it. Suderman setting it up for Sheehan. That one in the near side. That one is good in the corner on the near side. It's incredible ball placement by Savannah Sheehan, and Coach Schuler is going to call a timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 7-2 Hillsborough leads Jefferson County North here on KARE 93.7.
Winchester Meat Processing wants you to know they can do it all. From wild game custom butchering or that prize deer you just took down last weekend, Winchester Meat is a cut above the competition. Your first stop for Hickory brand meats. And don't forget about the retail case as well, where you can find the best quality beef, pork, jerky, and more. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Winchester Meat Processing. See all their products online at WinchesterProcessing.com or visit them at 203 Winchester Street in Winchester.
Jefferson County North needing this second set not just to stay alive in this match, but also trying to get a tiebreaker to get themselves into the semifinals for tomorrow. Of course, we're in full play. Both teams are 1-0. And if JCN or Hillsborough were to lose this match, best case scenario for the loser would be a win to win a set, have a chance to get through if they were in a tiebreaker. Of course, we still have that third match coming up for both teams. Hillsborough has to play Meade, and JCN has to play St. Mary's Colgan. Good serve by Hillsborough right out of the break, but they get it over to the other side and down, just hitting it into a spot where there was no Trojans. Big point for JCN out of the break. Makes it 7-3. Senior libero, Claire Jobbins to serve. To the back line, return by Brewer. Big swipe by Shahan, but well dug by Sieber. Blocked at the net was Ruckdeschel, but it squeezes through and down on the Trojan side for a kill. 7-4 Hillsborough. Been an exciting match so far. Jared Sluffy with you. Superman's going to go ahead and set this over to the back line on the second hit. And Bell swipes and gets it down through the defenders. Both the 6-foot Zaley Worth and the 5'11 junior Savannah Shahan for it, but can't get the block. And now it's an ace just barely trickling over the net and dropping. And Jobbins makes this a 7-6 game. 4 straight points out of the break for the Chargers. Sure, just barely staying in. Suderman, not a great set, but it was worse. Still rises and fires and lands it down for a kill using that incredible length and athleticism. Rising above the net and still able to get it down. So, a big point for the Trojans. 8-6. Those were a lead. Sure, my Bell is good. Setting it up. That's blocked at the net. Smith trying to get one through there. Another chance for the Chargers. And Ruckdeschel gets it to the Hillsborough side. Shahan, big swipe. That one's blocked down up front. Smith and Andre Bell gets the block, and it's 8-7. Set number 2, Hillsborough winning set number 1, 25-21. A late rally by JCN towards the end of the first set, but a couple points back-to-back gave them the set victory. Take this one up for Shahan again. Just tips it over. They'll keep it alive. They'll send a free ball over, but they still are able to keep it alive. But no, they're actually out of bounds. I thought that was in, but no, it's actually just barely out of bounds along the far side. A couple of Chargers collided into each other to set that over. And on the mistake, it's now 9-7 Hillsborough lead. Serving this for the Trojans will be Ella Suderman, the 5'5 senior setter. Langley sets this one up, just a little tip over by Clara Johnson, the 5'8 junior for the Chargers. There's a swipe by Shahan to the back line. Return by Corey Bertels. It'll be set over by Ruckdeschel. Suderman, backwards set. And that is down for a kill. This time it's Ansley Brewer, the 5'9 junior. Haven't called her name very much today. It's now 10-7. That one is going to be into the net for a service error. That one just rode up on our palm a little bit too much. And Coach Arnold, you can tell, pacing back and forth, she is not happy about that. Serve coming up by Bell. That one's down for an ace in front of Corey Arnold. And it is 10-9. Meanwhile, behind us, Valley Heights looking for their first win in pool play. They're currently leading Garden Plain 6-2. Both those teams are 0-2 in pool play. And return is not very good, but it's kept alive. Gives an opportunity for the Trojans. Here's one by Langley. It's blocked, but through the blockers and down on the Trojan side. And we are tied, 10-10. Winner goes to the semifinals. Served by Bell. Down the middle, return is cleaned by Wirth. Set up by Suderman. Back to Wirth from beyond the attack line. She steps them into the net. And GCN has their first lead of the second set. It's 11-10. JCN brought quite a few students here. They're on their feet. Serve to the back line. Turned by Wirth. Suderman sets this one up for Sheehan. Dumps it down in front of the diving Ruckdeschel. And it's down for a kill. Sometimes when you give up a few points, you want to take your frustration out and take a big sweat. But sometimes just that little finesse, that's good enough. The back line return is cleaned by the Chargers. Sends up for Langley, tips it down, but Hillsborough ready for it. They're going to set this over to the back line, and it's down. JCN wasn't ready for that. It was set over on the second hit by Wirth. And Hillsborough reclaims a 12-11 lead. Two straight points for the Trojans. That serve is going to be long and wide. Service errors, that is something that Coach Arnold, you tell it really is eating at her. 12-12. Serve down the middle, return clean. Setting it up. That's partially deflected to the JCN side. Langley set up. That one is through for a kill. Emily Langley, the 6'1 junior, gives JCN the lead back. Ruckdeschel to serve. Turned by Arnold, set by Suderman to the near side. Now on deflected and down. Past the diving Corey Bertels, who dove to her right to try to get that. She got a hand on it. Good hustle by the senior, but unable to keep it in play. We are tied 13-13. She has done so good on the back line today. And this match hasn't had quite as much work as she did in that first match, and she was able to take care of business, helping them to a win over Meade. Again, that was earlier this morning. Set by Bell to the far side for Thompson. Fantastic dig by Arnold along the back far side. Sheehan partially deflected. JCN all over it. Thompson tries to tip it over. Hillsborough able to get that one. Beyond the attack line. Sheehan stuffs it. Langley on the return. Setting this up back to Langley. That one partially hits the net to the Hillsborough side. Now a chance for Wirth. That one. Good job by Bertels along the back line. Setting this up. Not a great setup, but it rides the net. Trojans able to dive to get to it. Chargers now on their second hit from the back line and set it over. A good dig to keep that alive. What a rally we have back and forth. Chase the inside now. Here's a set by Bell to the far side for Langley swipe. That one's blocked in down for a kill. Not a kill, but a block. But a big-time block for Hillsborough. Makes it 14-13. What a fantastic rally. Knew whoever was getting that one was going to get a ton of momentum off that point. They'll try to write it here. Set up by Bell. Swipe by Thompson. Return by Hillsborough. Chance for Wirth. That one partially deflected. And that one is out of bounds. Off the deflection. 14-13 Hillsborough. Back-to-back points by the Trojans. Serve coming up for Arnold. That one returned by Burles in the back line. And keeping alive, they're going to send a free ball over, but it's too strong. Jobbins didn't get a good hit on that one. Wasn't able to get to the front line. And just like that, by the way, it was actually 15-13. Now it's 16-13, so I had the score wrong. They scored four straight points after trailing 13-12. It's now 16-13 Hillsborough. Go and send it to a break. You're listening to State Volleyball here on Clear 93.7.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you. Reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
16-13 Hillsborough leading set number two, trying to get a clean two-set sweep over the Chargers. JCN trying to battle back. It's been a back-and-forth one here. Arnold with the serve out of the break. Return is clean. Bell things it up for Langley, and she is blocked at the net, and it's down on the JCN side. A huge point for the Trojans out of the break, now up four. Now five consecutive points for the number one team in Class 2A. Arnold just barely getting over the net, and that's down for an ace. What a serve by Corey Arnold after a couple of service errors. One from Arnold and one from Wirth, making it up with an ace right there. Now 18-13. Having to dive to keep that one alive. Thompson's hip set is blocked and back down. Not a great set. Not setting themselves up on that play very well. And it's now 19-13. Coach Schuler, we'll see if maybe he has to call another timeout. Arnold, again, another great serve by the libero. Thompson has a better chance this time, and she gets it down for a kill. From the far side, going towards the middle, getting it off of a blocker. Makes it 19-14. Now JCN will need another late rally here in this set to keep themselves alive and extend to a third set. Able to get the first set within two on a late rally, but then after it was 23-21, two straight points by the Trojans. And here's a block up front by Thompson and Smith. Back-to-back points by the Chargers. Kennedy Hernandez, the 5'3 sophomore, with the serve, just one of two underclassmen on this entire roster. The set by Studerman, and Worth tries to tip it to the back line, and Hernandez is all over it, tipping it over Langley. Hillsborough now with an opportunity, setting this up for Worth. That one in the middle of the court, nice dig at the net, and it's at the Hillsborough side. Heard a whistle, that was the other court. Worth gets it to the JCN side, set behind for Bell. Good job by Arnold Libero to dig that one up. And Worth just has to tip this over. Free ball opportunity for JCN, but not a good setup. Thompson just has to slap this over. Now for the Trojans. Worth sets it to the back corner, and there again was Hernandez. Langley swipes. That one's blocked at the net for Hillsborough for the block. Fantastic job up front yet again by the blockers from Hillsborough. Here is a set from Bell. It's not a great one, but an opportunity. A swipe is blocked, and they'll head it over. Thompson to the back line. The libero, Arnold, on the return. We'll be on the attack line. Shahan sends it to the back line for Jobbins, the libero, for JCN. The swipe from Langley. He gets down for a kill in between a couple of blockers. Kirsten Kluver and Ella Suderman up front trying to block that one. It went through their fingertips. It's now 20-15. Jocelyn Siever to serve it, the 5'3 senior. 20-16, excuse me. Siever at the back line, returned by Arnold, set up by Suderman, and Worth blocked out of bounds for the point. Another kill by Zaylee Worth. JCN done a fairly good job of containing her. Didn't do anything that time. The back line, Jobbins with the return, setting this up for Bell. That one deflected off the net to the Hillsborough side. Setting this up for a little tip over and down. A fantastic job by Kristen Kluver, the 5'6 senior, in the middle. She doesn't have that athletic ability of Shahan or Worth, but able to use her smarts and see where she needed to put it. She lands it perfectly. It's 22-16. And that one's down for an ace, right in the middle of the court. 23-16. Reminder that we have another match between JCN and St. Mary's Colgan immediately following this one, so be sure to stay tuned. Serve to the back line, partially deflected up front. Smith, turn clean by Hillsborough. We on the attack line. Shahan, out of bounds, just barely. That was very close. Along the near side, Hillsborough fans wanted that call. They were not going to get it. It's 23-17. First set won by the Trojans, 25-21. Here's a setup for Shahan. That one's through the blockers and down for a kill. Match point number one. What a fantastic match it's been for Hillsborough. battling through adversity. Couple of late rallies for JCN, able to stymie them as that serve does go out of bounds, trying to get a little bit too aggressive on that serve. I'm sure Coach Arnold doesn't mind that too much, just being aggressive, trying to get an ace to finish things off, but instead, now it's 24-18. St. Mary's Colgan 1-1 in pool play so far, losing to Hillsborough, but defeating Meade in a three-set thriller. Tip over, partially deflected, Langley. Swipe is returned by the Trojans. Shahan, that one's down for a kill, and that will do it. Hillsborough is on to Saturday. They win it 25-21, 25-18. We're going to send it to a break for a few minutes, and then we'll come back with a bit of a post-game wrap-up slash preview for our next match. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KR93.7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Jefferson County Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hillsborough defeats Jefferson County North 25-21, 25-18. Jared Sluppy back with you here from Dodge City at the Class 2A State Volleyball Tournament from the United Wireless Arena. Well, that first set, it was mainly controlled by the Trojans until the latter portion of the set, in which JCN put together a late rally to make it 23-21, but then two straight points out of a timeout, including an ace, and then getting the kill to get the win at 25-21. And then the second set, it was back and forth pretty much the entire set, but then a late rally from Hillsborough and not allowing Jefferson County North to get any sort of momentum towards the end of the set gave them the victory. Again, that was 25-18. So coming up next, Jefferson County North will take on a St. Mary's Colgan team that is 1-1 in pool play. So both teams are at 1-1 as we take a look now at the pool. Starting off with pool one, Hillsborough improves to 2-0. Just mentioned JCN St. Mary's Colgan 1-1 and Meade. They are 0-2. As for pool number two, Inman is the we have Inman and Smith Center. They are both 2-0. And as for Garden Plain and Valley Heights, they're both 0-2. Garden Plain and Valley Heights are playing behind me right now, in which Valley Heights is winning set number 1, 24-17. Both teams still have a chance to get into the semifinal round with a win and a tiebreaker. And actually, hold on. Actually, no, that's not right. They are just, as of right now, now that I think about it, since only two teams make it, Inman and Smith Center are already in. So, never mind about that. So, Inman and Smith Center will play next after this one, and that would determine who gets the one and who gets the two seat. But as for Pool 1, there still is an opportunity for a one-win team to get in. It would just be... Actually, no, I take that back. I'm all sorts of mixed up. The winner of this matchup will go to the semifinals. It's a winner-take-all here. So Hillsborough's in. The winner of this matchup is in. Meade is out. The only way that... No, that's not right either. Scenarios in my head. None of those are right. So, yes, it is the winner of this matchup between Jefferson County North and St. Mary's Colgan is going to advance to the semifinal round. So my apologies on that. I had some misinformation. That was my own undoing. So... We're about to get this thing underway here in just a few minutes. We'll go and send it back to a break. We'll come back with more of hopefully some better insight on my part. You're listening to State Tournament Volleyball here from Dodge City on KR93.7.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that's from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Do you get frequent heartburn? It may not be just heartburn. An estimated 1 in 5 American adults suffers from GERD, a serious condition that, if left untreated, can become a lifelong disease and lead to more serious health conditions like Barrett's esophagus or esophageal cancer. Dr. Roderick Warren is one of the leading surgeons in the country to perform TIP, a minimally invasive surgical procedure that fixes the cause of GERD. Dr. Warren offers surgery at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, as well as clinic visits at Amberwell Leavenworth Clinic. To seek relief from GERD, visit amberwellhealth.org and take their online quiz to see if TIF is right for you. Or contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Jefferson County North trying to get a win to get into the semifinal round. They'll need to do so over St. Mary's Colgan here in just a few minutes. Both teams 1-1 in full play. A couple players to watch out for here for this Panthers squad. Lauren Flood, the 5A junior. She has 227 kills on the year, a 209 hit percentage on 717 attempts. And as for the senior, Lauren Torrance, she stands at 6'1". And she leads Demon Kills with 385. She has a 233 hit percentage and a 38.7 kill percentage. So, and she also, by the way, is the most attacks on the team as well, nearing 1,000 of those. So, giving you a brief recap on what St. Mary's Colgan has done so far in the tournament. In their first matchup of the day, that was at 9:30 this morning. They took on a Hillsborough team and fell just short. They actually did not really have much of a chance. They lost 25-16, so they did compete a little bit early in the set, and then in the second set they lost 25-9. But they then rallied and came all the way back from being down in the second set in their match against Meade, and it looked like they were on the brink of elimination. They came back and won that second set after losing the first set 26-24 to win the second set 26-24, and then to force a third set to make it 25-20. By the way, that's the only third set we've had all day between all of the matches. As behind me, we have Garden Plain, Valley Heights going at it still, with Garden Plain leading in the second set 5-0, but the Owls lost the first set to the Mustang. And, man, a nice rally going here behind me as the Owls are trying to keep their season alive. Actually, we'll technically just try to extend to a third set, that is. This is a match that doesn't have any sort of bearings on the playoffs because both these two teams have been eliminated. So I was wrong in thinking there was a chance for a one-win team to get into the semifinals since there's only two teams from each pool that get in. You have to win two matches to get to the semifinals. So that's where we have a winner-take-all, loser-go-home scenario between JCN and St. Mary's. So this is the final match for both of these two. And we have one final match after this one between Hillsboro and Meade. That would more so be for seeding for Hillsboro, whether they would be... Well, I think they actually technically have already clinched a one seed, because even if they do lose the game against Meade, then they have the head-to-head matchup against the winner of this matchup. So I believe that Hillsboro has already locked up the number one seed, so they would take on the loser of Inman in Smith Center. And looking forward to that one. That one's going to happen after this Garden Plain Valley Heights matchup. Inman in Smith Center, the winner will get the one seed, loser gets the two, semifinal play tomorrow. Semifinals will be at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning with the consolation happening 25 minutes after the semifinal matches, and then the championship matchup happening just 25 minutes after the consolation matchup ends. And a reminder that our action from Dodge City continues on KNZA 103.9 with Donovan West in the Class 1A D2 tournament. And looking at what the schedule is for that, we have Donovan West taking on Pretty Prairie at 3:30, and then they'll take on Sylvan Lucas Unified at 6:30, followed by St. Francis at 7:30. Again, that's all coming up on KNZA 103.9 FM. We'll go ahead and step aside for one more time, and then we will have more volleyball coming up. Pool play on the Class 2A State Volleyball Tournament in Dodge City from the United Wireless Arena here on KARE 93.7 FM.